T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Former NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill has answered Mayor de Blasio's call. He is back with the city on a voluntary basis and is overseeing the distribution of much-needed supplies to New York City hospitals. Jim O'Neill is on our news line. Good to talk with you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Overseeing the distribution of supplies. Did I hit that description right? Tell us what it is that you're doing.
Yeah. Okay. To just get a little background, as you know, I think most people know, I left the police department back in November, and I'm working for Visa. And I just want to thank Al Kelly. He's the CEO of Visa for letting me do this. I'm still doing my my job at Visa, but spending a lot of time trying my best to help out the people in New York City. So we have this is a supply chain. You know, we source this from the federal government, the state government, of course, the city. There's a lot of people involved from the private sector too. It comes into a number of warehouses, and then it's distributed to over 50 hospitals and nursing homes. Mayor de Blasio asked me to specifically oversee that supply chain to make sure that when it leaves the warehouse, that it goes to the hospitals. We're going to be putting people, embedding people into the warehouses. We're going to be embedding people into all the hospitals, too, to make sure that we keep an eye, a minute-by-minute eye, on the supply and get our frontline healthcare workers the necessary emergency medical equipment they need to help save lives and to keep them safe.
Give us an idea of your day. What is tops on your to-do list every morning?
All right. Well, it's this is day two. Actually, the mayor asked me on Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock to do this. I went down to City Hall at 12:45. I met with Mayor de Blasio. As you know, we did that press conference, and I started my morning yesterday at 6:30. Did a couple interviews, came down to OEM in Brooklyn, and started to build my team. We have a number of people coming in here this morning at 8 o'clock, and we're going to look top to bottom at the supply chain and figure out just what is the most efficient way to get this equipment to the people that need it most. I've got some really smart people coming in. There are people from the police department. Dermot Shea was gracious enough to lend me some really smart people from the NYPD, have people from City Hall coming in, really smart people, and some people from the private sector coming in also. So we're gonna there's a system in place right now. We're gonna take a look at that system, and then we're gonna see how we can improve that.
Yeah, I wonder if you have identified any flaws in the distribution supply chain that you want to go after right away to fix.
Yeah, Steve, it's a little early to do that. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you again, and I'll be better prepared to answer that question. But right now, we're just going to look at the whole system from top to bottom. And I know there's a ton of great work going on right now by the people in the warehouse, by the people distributing it in the hospitals, and the people doing the transportation. But we can't afford for there to be any log jam. So that's what we're doing here to make this as efficient, as effective as possible.
You know, when you were NYPD commissioner, you had to make some very tough decisions. Here you are again, having to possibly make life-saving, life-altering decisions when you decide which hospitals get which supplies. That's got to be an awesome responsibility.
Yeah, there's a system in place that was here before me that a lot smarter people than me figured out with that equation. And we're just going to make sure that that is exactly the right way to do it. And we're making those connections at the hospital level. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this. And I want to thank the mayor. And again, I want to thank my boss, Al, for letting me do this. And I really, it's, you know, my phone yesterday just absolutely blew up with offers of equipment. And we have sourcing people to do that. They're going to be following up on all those phone calls today. So, you know, this is the time for all New Yorkers to come together. You know, this is a great city. We've been through so much. And I know this is an absolute challenge. This is, we're at the point now where COVID-19 has affected just about everybody in the city. Everybody knows somebody. Unfortunately, I know a number of people whose parents have passed through this crisis. And this is the time for all of us, whether you're simply staying at home, which is a big part of this to stop the spread, or you're an essential worker in a grocery store, whatever else the essential workers are doing, or whether you're a healthcare worker, a firefighter. Of course, my old compadres at the NYPD, the state troopers, the military is here now. Now think about the yeoman's effort that being put in this to stop the spread and save lives. You know, I couldn't be prouder to be part of this system.
You know, it's hard not to address you as commissioner just out of habit. Jim O'Neill, good to talk with you. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Look forward to speaking with you again.
Okay, Steve. Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you. Former NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.